We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, let me just tell you a little story. I know we might be getting ahead of ourselves right now. You know, when my first year playing against Stan Musial, of course, was in 1954, but Stan and I went to Vietnam together. You know,
really?
I went to Vietnam together, and Stan was part of that entourage. He was, it was me, him, Joe Turr, and one or two other ball players, and Stan and I were roommates. So every time I see Stan, in fact, I was watching him today when he received his Medal of Honor today from the president, I was delighted. I was excited. You know, Stan and I are very good friends. When I got my 3,000 base hit in Cincinnati, he was the one that flew all the way from St. Louis to be with me in Cincinnati.
Hmm.
So my acquaintance with Stan Musial goes back quite a ways.
That's a fantastic thing. You know, you've been honored many times yourself, Hank. Obviously a Baseball Hall of Famer, and many, many other honors have been passed your way as well. Can you even imagine what that must have been like today for Stan to be in that position and receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom? I mean, these are amazing things.
He must have been excited, knowing Stan. You know, I mean, he doesn't show it in his facial expression, but knowing Stan, I know he was quite excited, and I was excited for him. You know, really, I think that it couldn't have happened to a better person. Really, and I said it in all honesty because, as I mentioned before, Stan and I were very good friends. I got to know him pretty well, and. I often tell this, this is a true story. This is a true story. I remember my first All-Star game in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I remember we going into extra innings, and Stan Musial came over, and he was talking to everybody. He said, well, they don't pay us to play extra innings. And he went up and hit a home run. And that is a true story. That is a true story. I know you hear about the Babe Ruth pointing. But that is a true story. I've said that many times and often, and Stan went up and hit a home run. I never will forget that as a youngster playing in my first All-Star game. I remember that so vividly, and from that day on, I just said, this guy got to be something special.
You want to keep your eye on him from that point on, I would imagine.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're visiting with the Hall of Famer, Henry Aaron. And Mr. Aaron, Bob Costas made a great point about Stan and his involvement. He was one of the players who embraced black players at a time when that was not necessarily on everybody's agenda. And he was a guy who had no problem dealing with it. And I guess it had to create a little bit more comfort for players like yourself and other players who were making their way into the majors.
Well, you know, it did. And, you know, I never felt threatened. When I said threatened, I never felt like Stan was going to say anything out of the way when we were around him. You know, as I mentioned before, I had the privilege of staying with him in little bunkers in Vietnam, you know, when we went to visit our troops over there many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And I never felt threatened by Stan. He always made me feel comfortable. He always felt like, you know, no matter what I achieved in baseball, it wasn't like, you know, he was better than I was, you know. So it was always, it was a great thrill, you know, when you have somebody like that and you, especially as great as he were, you know, I mean, Stan was, he was Stan Musial. He was Stan the man, and he was a man, you know.